Unit 4. Following the Fashion. 1. Listening Comprehension. Part 1. Listen to the short conversations only once. Choose the appropriate letters A to D to answer each question.
1. There is a fashion show tonight. Will you come with me?
I wish I could, but the deadline of the paper is tomorrow.
Question. What does the man mean?
Two. Mary is in a new blue dress today.
Well, she always has an excellent taste.
Question. What does the woman mean? Three. Prices are really going up. I had to pay $3 for a shirt yesterday, and I used to pay only $2.
I agree. My skirts cost me over $10.
Question. How much does the man spend on a shirt now?
4. Do you sell jackets, sir?
Yes, they are on special sale this week. That's one for $19, two for $35.
Question. How much does one jacket cost?
5. Why do you want that ugly hat? Besides, it's too expensive.
A woman can't have too many hats.
Question. What does the woman mean?
2. Listen to a long conversation twice. Choose the appropriate letters A to D to answer each question.
Hi, Linda. I haven't seen you for months. What are you busy with?
Oh, Peter, so glad to see you here. Well, I'm planning to travel abroad.
Really? It's fantastic. Which country will you go?
Well, Asian countries. I haven't decided, though. Maybe Vietnam or South Korea or China. I know you always go abroad, so could you give me some suggestions about the clothes I wear there?
Pack as little as possible. Pack things that will go together. Don't bring anything that doesn't go with another piece of clothing.
I'd better take it down. What you have said is very helpful. Anything else?
Since you are traveling in summer, so I think walking shoes and sandals are perfect for any trip during the season.
Pairs of walking shoes and sandals.
In order to avoid being a target for thieves, I'll advise you to wear old clothing and no jewelry. Remember, light and comfortable clothes is most suitable for hot weather. And don't forget to take a sweater to keep warm at night.
Thank you so much. Your suggestions are so useful to me.
Remember that you are a guest wherever you go, so dress like the locals. Be modest, elegant, and comfortable.
Okay, I get it.
Enjoy your journey. Hi, Linda. I haven't seen you for months. What are you busy with?
Oh, Peter, so glad to see you here. Well, I'm planning to travel abroad.
Really? It's fantastic. Which country will you go?
Well, Asian countries. I haven't decided, though. Maybe Vietnam or South Korea or China. I know you always go abroad, so could you give me some suggestions about the clothes I wear there?
Pack as little as possible. Pack things that will go together. Don't bring anything that doesn't go with another piece of clothing.
I'd better take it down. What you have said is very helpful. Anything else?
Since you are traveling in summer, so I think walking shoes and sandals are perfect for any trip during the season.
Pairs of walking shoes and sandals.
In order to avoid being a target for thieves, I'll advise you to wear old clothing and no jewelry. Remember, light and comfortable clothes is most suitable for hot weather. And Don't forget to take a sweater to keep warm at night.
Thank you so much. Your suggestions are so useful to me.
Remember that you are a guest wherever you go, so dress like the locals. Be modest, elegant, and comfortable.
Okay, I get it.
Enjoy your journey.
Questions. 1. Which country is not mentioned by Linda as her would-be destination?
2. What's Peter's first advice?
3. What are necessary, according to Peter, in the summer trip?
4. How to avoid unwanted attention when traveling?
5. During the journey, which is not suggested to do?